Proclamation number 4329 of 11th of June, 1948. Hell, end of day. Nightfall. The day is drawing to a close. The light is sinking into twilight, and night is falling with its impenetrable darkness. And inevitably humans are heading towards this night, for it is already late in the evening if you do not save yourselves in the light that can no longer go out, that can no longer be darkened by any night. The eternal light that God is as its original source. Where there is night, the spirit of darkness reigns, and its kingdom is truly not desirable. Where there is light, there is truth, love and bliss. Night only serves lies and hatred, and the stay there is agonizing for the souls who fall prey to this kingdom. Escape the night before it is too late. Strive towards the light. Do not be indifferent to what will be after death. Redeem yourselves from the power of the enemy of your soul. Strive towards the Savior Jesus Christ. Stretch out your hand towards Him and He will lovingly take hold of it and draw you over into His world. He will free you from the evil power, for He is the Redeemer of humanity. He is past the battle against His adversary, against the one who threatens to ruin you. Hurry under the cross of Christ. Carry your guilt of sin to Him. Ask Him for help and He will help you to win the victory in the last hour. But hurry. The time is pressing. Let yourselves be urgently admonished once again that soon, very soon, night will fall and then it will be too late if you have not already taken the path which leads to Him, who alone can help you. Withdraw your gaze from the world, look into yourselves, how it looks there and what works still await you, if you want to create order within and stand before God when the end comes. The spiritual hardship is indescribable. People get more and more caught up in the thought of increasing matter and have no time left for soul work, for inner self-contemplation. The world demands more and more and therefore they leave the soul in want. But the world will collapse, yet the soul will continue to exist and will then dwell in most meager surroundings if it is the grace to still be called away before the end. But those who experience the end will be pushed into the abyss without mercy if they have not sought the light before. And this abyss is night, it is hell, it is the new banishment in works of creation of every kind. Let this be said to you that you return to matter, which you now seek so eagerly and yet had long since overcome. It will be your share because you desire it with all your senses, because you forget your soul above matter. It will be your share, it will enclose your soul, that you languish in hardest captivity for endless times. Be aware of the fact that you yourselves create the state which will be your fate afterwards, life or death. Light or darkness. Listen to what you are told from above. Don't pass it by carelessly but pay attention to the guides who know the way and let them show you the right path. For it concerns eternity, it concerns more than just earthly trinkets and physical comfort, it concerns the state of eternity which you create for yourselves because you have free will. And change before it is too late, for the day is drawing to a close and the night will soon fall. Amen.